ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 15 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड इंस्ट्रक्शंस फॉर सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग टेक्स्ट 31
देशे शौचो समे राजन संस्थापयासनम आत्मनः स्थिरं सुखं समं तस्मिन् आसितर्जव अंग ओमिति।
The translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: My dear King, in a sacred and holy place of pilgrimage, one should select a place in which to perform yoga. The place must be level and not too high or low. There one should sit very comfortably, being steady and equiposed, keeping his body straight, and thus begin chanting the Vedic pranava. Purport: Generally, the chanting of Om is recommended because in the beginning one cannot understand the personality of Godhead, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam jnanam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdyate. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan. Unless one is fully convinced of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has the tendency to become an impersonalist yogi, searching for the Supreme Lord within the core of his heart. Dhyana vastita tad gatena manasa pashyanti yam yoginah. Here the chanting of Omkar is recommended because in the beginning of transcendental realization, instead of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one may chant Omkar Pranava. There is no difference between the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Omkar because both of them are sound representations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pranava Sarva Vedeshu. In all Vedic literatures, the sound vibration Omkar is the beginning. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The difference between chanting Omkar and chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra is that the Hare Krishna Mantra may be chanted without consideration of the place or the sitting arrangements recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, 11th verse. Shaucho Deshe Prathishtyapi Sthiram Asanam Atmanaha Nati Uchritam Nati Kannam Chailanja Kusha Uttaram. To practice yoga, one should go to a secluded place and should lay kusha grass on the ground and then cover it with a deer skin and a soft cloth. The seat should neither be too high nor too low and should be situated in a sacred place. The Hare Krishna Mantra may be chanted by anyone without consideration of the place or how one sits. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has openly declared, Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha. In chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there are no particular injunctions regarding one's place, one's sitting place. The injunction Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha includes Desha, Kala and Patra, place, time and the individual. Therefore, anyone may chant the Hare Krishna Mantra without consideration of the time and place. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to find a suitable place according to the recommendations of Bhagavad Gita. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra, however, may be chanted at any place and any time, and this will bring results very quickly. Yet, even while chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, one may observe regulative principles. Thus, while sitting and chanting, one may keep his body straight, and this will help one in the chanting process. Otherwise, one may feel sleepy. So this chapter is the section where Narad Muni is having a discussion with Yudhishthir Maharaj. And in their talks, Yudhishthir Maharaj is becoming more and more inquisitive, and Narad Muni gives different instructions. This particular chapter he gives initially, he mentions about different types of brahmanas. Some of them householders who are attached to fruitive activities. Then he mentions about those who are attached to austerities, those who are in the vanaprastha ashram. Then those who are reading Vedic scriptures, who are in the brahmacharya ashram. And then those who are attached to different types of yoga, including bhakti yoga, the sannyasis. So here specifically, these shlokas, what we are discussing last few days, deal with the sannyasis, how they are in the renounced order and what are they doing. And in this particular shloka, Srila Prabhupada mentions about how initially about the Brahman realization. And someone who is not so advanced is told to chant the Om, Omkar, Pranava. As some days back, Radhika Vallaprabhu gave a very nice example. Gave the example of Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagwan. They compared to milk. How there is milk with no sugar and nothing. It's just plain milk. And that is Brahman realization. Then he said, there is milk with some sugar and some dry fruits and elaichi, other things. And that is Paramatma realization, a little higher. And then he said, there is another combination of milk. That is 400 varieties of sweets made out of milk. That is also milk, but it is much, much higher realization. I'm sure we had those different realizations. If you taste plain milk, then you taste which one we would prefer. So that means Brahman realization is not a very complete realization. It is a partial realization. Srila Prabhupada writes here, those who are not very advanced, then initially they are recommended to chant Om. And they take up to this particular process. And their goal is Brahman. So many other examples are given to explain Brahman. And in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 7th chapter, the 8th verse, Lord Krishna says that I am the taste of water. Rasoham apsu kaunteya. And then he says that I am the light of the sun and moon. Prabhasmi shashi surayo. And he says that I am the Omkar, the Pranav, in the Vedic mantras. Pranava sarva vedeshu. So, Lord Krishna is saying that I am non-different from this Omkar. And Prabhupada also mentioned that there is no difference between Om and Hare Krishna. So, it's a little surprising that how should we chant Om? Is it as good as? But Srila Prabhupada clarifies in the purport that these are the different levels. He says that just like the Lord is realized through His energies. For example, He gives the sun God. He is situated on the sun planet, but He is understood by the sun rays. And He says water, there is so much of water, but there is salt in the water, like the water in the sea. So one may not appreciate that for drinking. But when there is pure water, mineral water, someone may appreciate. So water is appreciated for its purity. So the Brahman realized person, an impersonalist, appreciates water for its purity. Prabhupada says a devotee appreciates water for its purity and appreciates the person who is giving him that water. And that's how he distinguishes between personalist and impersonalist. And again in the 8th chapter, in the 13th verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions that how both Om and the Hare Krishna are same thing. Omkar iti ekaksharam brahma. So he says that Om is the impersonal sound of Lord Krishna. And they both, Om and Hare Krishna, are same. But Hare Krishna contains Om. There is Om in Hare Krishna. And therefore, chanting Hare Krishna is very important. So, this is how he mentions about Brahman. And further, Srila Prabhupada quotes again from Bhagavad Gita, from the 6th chapter, right here in this verse, that while such a person is taking up to renounced order, then what are the rules, what he has to do if he is chanting Om? Then he has to practice yoga. And for that, one should go to a secluded place and should lay kusha grass on the ground and then cover it with a deer skin and a soft cloth. And the seat should neither be too high nor too low and should be situated in a sacred place. So for practicing yoga, these are some of the principles. One should go to a sacred place and he should be situated, unlike in cities. You know, Prabhupada mentions in the purport that a secluded place means a holy place, like Prayag, Rishikesh, Mathura, which is situated on the banks of a holy river like Ganga or Yamuna. And at that place, one may practice. And he says that, but this is not possible for Westerners. Because in the West, where will one find Ganga or Yamuna? And so what is more practical for them? Of course, Prabhupada's society. And then Prabhupada writes that there are so many other yoga societies, and they may be very good for making money, but they are not doing the real type of yoga which is actually recommended in the Shastra. So many things go on in the name of yoga. I personally saw one person, he was doing yoga, one leg in the air, one hand in the air, and it was breakfast time. Someone brought a plate full of breakfast which was kept next to him. So he took something from the plate and he ate while he is doing yoga. You cannot eat while you are doing yoga. There was a yoga teacher who would come, and from a very big institute, and some devotees were learning yoga from him. And of course, he was a Brahmavadi and devotees a personalist. So after yoga, they wanted to ask him, "Sir, can we may not eat something, but can we drink something?" So he said, "That's perfectly fine." So after the, as soon as the yoga class is over, very nice, first class, cold, different types of juices, mango juice or Kalingar juice, this was brought, which is very much against the regular yoga, drinking cold and then again doing yoga. Some devotees went and asked him, "Can we eat, say, 1 hour before the yoga?" So the sir said, "Yes, perfectly fine, no problem. Eat little." So after eating, how can you do different asanas? It's not practical. So because the yoga societies, they want to make money. That is their goal. They're not concerned with, of course, this yoga teacher was very much concerned, seeing to it that all the devotees chant Om. That he tried to make the point. So Srila Prabhupada says that, he quotes Brihad Naradiya Puran. He says that we cannot follow such yoga societies. But therefore, because such a thing is not practical in the West, over here, and therefore the Brihad Naradiya Puran says, Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam Eva Kelvam, Kalo Naaste Eva Naaste Eva Kelvam. The chanting of the holy names is the only way. Then a secluded place is not possible. And Prabhupada said, the Hare Krishna mantra may be chanted by anyone. In today's purport he says, it can be chanted by anyone. without consideration of place or how one sits. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has openly declared, Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha. So, in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there are no particular injunctions regarding one's sitting place. The injunctions Niyamitaha Smaranena Kalaha includes Desha, Kala and Patra, place, time and individual. Therefore, anyone may chant the Hare Krishna Mantra without consideration of time and place. Especially in this Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to find a suitable place according to recommendations of Bhagavad Gita. We know the story of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once he was coming from his morning duties, after performing his morning duties, and he was holding his tongue. So there was a small child by the name of Gopal. He started asking, Mahaprabhu, why are you holding your tongue? He said, because I am so addicted to chanting the holy names of the Lord that I just cannot stop chanting Hare Krishna. But when I am going to perform my morning duties, I feel that it's not very clean. So at such a time, I don't want to chant, so I'm trying to hold my tongue. So this small boy became very upset. And he very loudly proclaimed that, don't you know that the holy names can be chanted anywhere at any time? It has no rules and no regulations. It is non-different from Krishna. And Mahaprabhu became so happy with this boy. He embraced him and he said, you are my guru because you have given me right guidance. And from today onwards, your name will be Gopal Guru. And he became a disciple of Vakreshwar Pandit. Later, spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So, there is no kala. Any time it can be chanted, the holy names. Any person can chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There is no regulation. When I look at myself, I wonder, this is something so special, the holy name. And how anyone can take up to this process. Actually, the holy name is so powerful. Earlier, long back, even before I came in contact with devotees, I chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And I didn't know that these people who are giving it to me are the devotees. I couldn't discriminate, so much in ignorance. But because of the chanting of the holy names, within few months I was in the society. Because that type of chanting is namabhas, which purifies you very fast. And such comparison is seen in the story of Jagai and Madai. Narottam Das Thakur says, Papita piyata chilo harinamyo udharilo tara sakshi jagai madhai. That these two very fallen souls, when the harinam was going on at night, they were dancing on the holy name. They didn't even know that this is the holy name. And they were relishing, enjoying, and they appreciated. Maybe they chanted also, repeated. And when Mahaprabhu came in the morning to take his bath, they glorified the holy name. They said, you chanted very nice Kali Kirtan at night. And very soon, both of them, they got the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and they were delivered. So like that, there is anybody who can chant. There is no rule and regulation. Srila Prabhupada went to US and he gave the holy name over there to the Westerners, who didn't know anything, but they were very much interested in music, and they saw that this old man has lot of tunes. People are fond of different tunes. They like, every time there's a new tune, they dance a lot. So similarly, the hippies, they were very much surprised when Prabhupada would sing Hare Krishna. And they would bring their different instruments and play. Somebody playing a bongo, someone playing some other instrument, some flute, and Prabhupada would encourage them to chant. One of the offenses, amongst the 10 offenses, is to preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless. And His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj mentions that that particular offense mostly implies to the guru, who knows that you know, this person has no faith and still he is encouraged, or not encouraged, is giving him diksha for the holy name. He doesn't have the faith. So initially, how does faith increase? He says that we encourage people to chant without telling them the glories in detail. Like, for example, if we tell people that, you know, the holy name is like Krishna, when you chant, he dances on your tongue. So a newcomer may not appreciate, he may not understand also. So he says that you encourage, and by chanting the Hare Krishna, one's faith will slowly increase. And then when one is already chanting, and by chanting he becomes qualified for initiation. Like that. So Jagai Madai, they became very exalted devotees. And so many other things Prabhupada mentions. There is no consideration for place, how to sit. And then later on he says, of course, in the end, you should sit straight when you chant, otherwise you will feel sleepy. But he says that there are no hard and fast rules. There was a devotee in Kolhapur, he was at our base for some time, and he was mentioning that how he was so much interested in chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is the situation in Kali Yuga. Sometimes youngsters, they are interested, but their parents, they don't like. And parents say that, don't go too much into this. This is, you can do this when you become old. But in such an uncertain situation, anytime anything is happening, sometimes there is a bomb blast, sometimes. So how can we say when we will become old? We never know. We need to take up this chanting very urgently. So this devotee, because of hearing so much from other senior devotees, he understood it's an urgency, but my parents, they don't understand. And I have to chant, but they would not allow me. If they see the bead and bead bag in his hand, they will thrash him. So what he would do is, he wanted to keep in pace with all the devotees, chanting 16 round. So every night, he would take a thick bed sheet and go under the bed sheet, and he would chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And like that, he would finish his 16 rounds. And I was surprised that Krishna would be so happy, because our goal of life is to please Krishna. And pleasing Krishna is when we become very greedy for Krishna. Laulyam ekam mulyam. So this devotee was so greedy. One time he called me and he said, Prabhuji, I am increasing my rounds. Now I am going to chant 20 rounds. Shock. That such sincerity. So there is no situation where one cannot chant. One can chant in any situation. Prabhupada says, there is no system of sitting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has openly declared, Niyamita Smaranena Kala. One should chant regularly. Other places also, devotees who are traveling many times, they find difficulty in chanting. Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, I was in Goa at one time and he was visiting. And he proved it by his actions that how anyone can chant this holy name and under any situation. And we arranged a program for him in a jail, where this is a jail where very, very severe convicts are put, especially murder and things like that. Maharaj went, he gave a lecture in Hindi over there. He speaks very nice Hindi. And after giving a lecture, he told them about chanting of the holy name. And of course, the devotees, one devotee over there, he's a police, he works there. He had arranged. So he had also arranged so that Maharaj's feet may be washed. So all these people, convicts, they came and they did some service to Maharaj. Then Maharaj said, "Will you chant?" So they all agreed to chant. So they individually came and took beads from Maharaj's hand, just like during initiation, we take beads. And then they chanted. Then there was dancing kirtan, distribution of prasadam. Very wonderful situation where people who have no hope in life have probably more hope than many rich people living in very, very comfortable situation now, because they have taken up to chanting of the holy names. So the holy name is very powerful. It is said that in one shloka from Namashtak, it says that that how the holy name, if chanted properly and sincerely, can deliver us. It says, "Yad Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishthayapi Vinasham Ayati Vinayna Bhogai Apaiti Nam Spuratenya Tatte Prarabdha Karmeti Virauti Vedaha." This shloka mentions that how one may do lot of austerities. Yad Brahma Sakshat Kiriti Nishthayapi, with lot of determination, one may do so much of tapasya that he may actually have darshan of Brahman, light, the effulgence of the Lord. And even after doing that, with lot of determination and hard work, still, vinasham ayati vina na bhogai, he has to undergo either suffer or enjoy the fruits of his prarabdha karma, his karma, his reaction to his activities which are fructifying. He has to undergo. So what is the use of taking darshan of Brahman effulgence? But apayati nama spuranena tatte prarabdha karmeti virauti veda. Virauti is a word which says, rauti means to shout, and virauti means to shout very loudly. So the Vedas are shouting very loudly and saying, just by the initial appearance of the holy name, all prarabdha karma starts being cleared off. And one becomes free from his sinful activities. So, if we understand, if we simply understand that how powerful is the holy name, how much we are benefiting, then we are already delivered. Because the holy name is non-different from Krishna. Lord Krishna says, "Jarma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna." If you understand me and my activities, my janma and my karma, then you need not take birth again. So the Lord Krishna has appeared in his holy name, and we try to understand how powerful. So it is very helpful if we read something about the holy name, and we hear regularly about the holy name, then chanting for the holy name becomes very helpful. Just like Anand Vindam Pro regularly holds some group sessions where they have discussions on holy name. It destroys all the sins of the prarabdha karma. And one devotee, he was mentioning how the holy name helped him. He said that he was working in a restaurant, and this restaurant is a non-vegetarian restaurant, seafood, somewhere in South Bombay. So his service over there, for which he was taking lots of money, was to kill different creatures from the sea. Because this restaurant, one can go and then they'll bring live sea animals, and then one can choose which one he wants to eat. And then which one is chosen, that is taken immediately to this boy and he has to kill it. Sometimes it is a huge crab or a big lobster. And he was telling me, when I didn't want to kill it, I was feeling I should not. But because I was taking so much money, I had to kill it. So I used to somehow catch them and kill them. And these lobsters would make so much of noise when they're killed. They would make a noise. So, but then I was doing it. And then one day, close by, there was this Cross Maidan Pandal program. We had some years back. So he saw the big balloon flying. So he thought, let me see, what is this balloon? So he went over there inside the pandal and he saw different things over there. He liked different flags and different nations. So he thought, oh, this is people from all over the world. And then he was attracted to Prashna Uttar counter. There was a counter where we had question and answer. There was Radha Gopinath Prabhu and one more devotee from Radha Rasbihari. So he went and he watched what was happening over there. And he was surprised because he found it very interesting, because there were a lot of debates going on. So he would just go and stand and he would hear the debates. And people would put their argument and the devotees over there would destroy the arguments, and he would say, wow, this is very exciting. Like one lady, she came and she was very proud. She wanted to put a lot of arguments, and she had long nails. She put her nails and she was trying to show that how. So this one person, he was not from here, he's from other place. He was a little heavy. He said, you should not have long nails. He just wanted to humble her. So like that, this boy was finding it very interesting. And so he, this man, this devotee saw him coming every day, and he said, anybody who will chant one round, I will give him one bead free. Our Mahaprabhu Prabhu was also there, giving beads. So this boy thought, I'm getting free, so why not chant one round? So that's how he started. He took shelter of the holy name, in the sense, unknowingly chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then this devotee said, hey, I have seen you, you are coming regularly, you have a bead. Now, do you have a book? He said, no. He said, go to the book counter and take a book. So he went to the book table. And there he saw this book, which had the photograph of Yamaduta's pulling, second chance. And then on the other side, I think there is also a person putting a crab in a, you know. So he was very attracted. He said that this book seems to be like a story about me. So he took that book and he brought it. He told his man that I like this book. I have not taken it, but because it is not in the language I read. I read Odia, and this book is a different language. So, the devotee said, don't worry, this is in Hindi. You take it and you will learn to read it. I know, this devotee had a lot of faith. So, this boy, he took this book. And actually, it's a fact that now when I sometimes sit with him to read, he can speak better Hindi than me. Surprisingly, because of Krishna's mercy, he had a desire. He has learned Hindi. He knows his vocabulary is much more than which I have been speaking since childhood. He has a much better vocabulary. You can test after meeting him. So he said that. Then he started chanting. And when he started chanting and he went to the restaurant, he lost all his enthusiasm to kill the animals. So he stopped killing animals. So his boss came and said, what's wrong with you? You're not doing your work. I don't feel like doing. He said, then get out. So he was kicked out of the restaurant. And when Krishna is very happy, he takes away your job. So he was out of his job. Then he found a veg restaurant. He started working. He was very happy. But he didn't know much about devotees. One time someone told him that there is a temple. Like that. He would go sometimes to the temple, but he had not come here to Radha Gopinath. So he was still chanting. So, because in the restaurant you cannot chant inside. That's why Prabhupada says, there are no rules and regulations. You can chant anywhere, any place. So he would go on the bus stop, because at least there is some place to sit. And he would chant his rounds on the bus stop. And out of 6 billion people on the planet, one devotee comes right on this bus stop. Why should a devotee come over there? Because there are so many bus stops, there are lakhs of people who go on the Dadar bridge and millions of people walking here and there. And when I heard that, I remembered how Lord Krishna tells in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita to Gopakumar, after he meets him, he tells him, you know Gopakumar, that person who came to tell you about Krishna, who guide you, that was me. I came as your guru to guide you, to come back to me. You know? So Lord Krishna, you know, arranged that devotee come to his bus stop. And this devotee said, what are you doing? He said, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. He said, you're Hare Krishna. Very nice. I am also Hare Krishna. So, there is a temple near Chopati. Why don't you come? So the boy said, okay, I will come. So he came and he entered the temple. He saw very beautiful, very nice. But that time, darshan was closed. The door was closed. So he couldn't understand where is the deity. Where is... So he thought this is not the temple. He saw Prabhupada. But he, because the doors were closed, everything looked like impersonal Brahman outside. He didn't know there is a person behind this impersonal Brahma Jyoti. And so, he went back. He didn't stay. But then later on he came, he got connected, and then he met some of the devotees and the Govindas. Now he's working in Govinda. His name is Sagar, Sagar Prabhu. Sagar is here. So, like that, Lord Krishna has So, Lord Krishna has arranged by taking shelter of His holy name, any place, any time, one can all. So, he was asking me that, Prabhuji, what about my sinful activities that I've done? I've killed so many animals. I said, no, don't worry. See, this shloka says, you have faith and jagai madai. They were killing cows. They were so sinful. But because they took shelter of the holy name, they took shelter of the process of Krishna consciousness, everything was washed off. Only thing Lord Krishna said, do not sin again. And then Srila Prabhupada writes in the end that yes, that is there. But one should, while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one may observe regulative principles. One may follow regulative principles, and including trying to avoid the 10 offenses to the holy name. Unless one tries to avoid the 10 offenses, then the holy name will not reveal itself. And first offense is to blaspheme the devotees. Then what is a devotee? What is blasphemy? Blasphemy means to knowingly try to bring down one's character. And then, what is a devotee? Someone who has his principal identity is someone who has surrendered to Krishna. Not someone who gives maybe excellent talks or excellent kirtan, but his principal identity, someone who has surrendered. That's for in the first offense it says that blaspheming the devotees of the Lord who have surrendered their lives for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. So if one tries to research in this direction, then this chanting will have more effect. So I pray that I can also chant properly. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Granth Raj Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.